What he done? If he'd run out of work, maybe you'd hire him, maybe I'd hire him. He was busy all the time. Just like the people used to cradle oats and wheat. Everybody couldn't use a cradle. And there's lots of men, when cradle time, harvest time come on, he'd hit one field and just one to another. Same way these hay balers now, they do. They go from one field to the other. Everybody can't own a hay baler, and one man had bale it. It wasn't, as I say, everybody could cradle.
Did you ever call that grass Johnson grass?
Oh, yeah, there's a Johnson grass, crab grass, and there's a tickle grass, and there's a mule grass. Oh, that old mule grass, man, it's worse than any. Of course, Johnson grass, the roots will stay in the ground from one year to another, and it'll just finally take a place. And the crab grass, of course, it comes every year, and then the seed will just blow and blow. But as I tell you, there's a weed, they call it a different name for me. They call it a pig weed. Now, I don't know what they call a pig weed. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Now, we used to have a weed here we called a hogweed. And there's another weed they call a mule tail weed. And of course, I know the ragweed and the thorny careless and the thornless careless. And a parsley and Jerusalem oak. And then there's a wild rye and such as that. There's just all kinds of things like that. But the Johnson grass and the kookaburras and the crab grass used to give the cotton raisers fits.
Well, you know, talking about a place where you grow your crops in the field, could you have anything like a field except smaller where you might just grow something like peas or something like that?
Oh, you could have it up in size patches. Mm-hmm. And a lot of farmers used to, they'd go to the field, they just plant a place here, a little garden spot to really lay off maybe a half acre, a quarter of an acre, or just so many rows, plant them some tomatoes or some peas or some okra, beets, and turnips and such as that. Now where I used to buy corn down here now this year Highway 30 goes right to it down in what's called, I told you I bought that corn from that boy down there. The highway go right through their farm now and cut it. Oh, it was a beautiful river bottom farm. And I've done forgot what I was going to say right now. I just, my mind leaves that away. But then that fella down there, his mother was old as grandmother. And I was down there one day and she went down to gather some turnips and greens. They just had a little patch, maybe 20 or 30 foot square, where they sowed that, and the rest of it is acres and acres of corn and cotton.
You were talking about a bucket a minute ago. Have you ever heard people call a bucket anything else?
Well, they call them a pail.
That same thing?
Yeah. Just people just got different names, and all of them the same thing, you know.
When you think of a bucket or a pail, what do you think of it being made of?
Well, now, they used to, when I was growing up, it was made out of cedar or oak. And, of course, used to, when I was growing up, we used to use what's called a milk bucket or a milk pail. They was made out of a lot of material. And then, our old-time wells used to have us dug wells.